Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Lance from Grandma's. Lance, are you there?
I am here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Lance has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
What restaurant is known for their unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks?
Olive Garden.
Correct. Which band had the hit, We're Not Gonna Take It?
Twisted Sister.
Correct. Rum, lime juice, and sugar make up what cocktail?
Rum, lime juice, and sugar. Let's come back to it. Pass.
The capybara is the world's largest what?
Marsupial.
No.
Rodent.
Correct. What city is known as the capital of country music?
Nashville.
Yes. Christmas lands on what day of the week this year?
Wednesday.
Yes. Same name as a famous dog. What is the real first name of rapper T.I.?
T.I. Jesus. Marmaduke.
No. How many Batman movies did Tim Burton direct?
2.
Yes. What is the world's largest rainforest?
The Amazon.
Correct. World War II ended in what decade?
The 40s.
Yes. Rum, lime juice, and sugar make up what cocktail?
A mojito?
No. Lance, you got 8? Correct.
All right. We'll see. Steve's good, man. Steve's good.
There's a lot of pressure on you, Lance, to be the third one to beat Migs today. So let's hope it happens.
But that is a good score.
That's a damn good score.
People have been smart today.
Been studying all weekend.
Steve, I don't want to say pressure should be on, but it's...
Oh, really?
It should be a little on.
Oh, great. I've been listening to Dan Campbell's speeches in the other room to get ready for this.
Okay, good. Okay. Well, are you ready then?
Yeah.
What restaurant is known for their unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks?
Oh, Olive Garden.
Yes.
We're family.
Which band had the hit, We're Not Gonna Take It?
Twisted Sister.
You know it. Rum, lime juice, and sugar make up what cocktail?
Is that a kamikaze?
No.
A daiquiri.
Wow, correct. The capybara is the world's largest what?
Berry.
No. Oh, capybara.
Capybara is the world's largest hat?
No.
I don't know. Daiquiri.
No. What city is known as the capital of country music?
Tennessee.
No.
What's it? Nashville.
Correct. Christmas lands on what day of the week this year?
Wednesday.
Yes. Same name as a famous dog. What is the real first name of rapper T.I.?
Is it Clifford?
It is!
Whoa!
How many Batman movies did Tim Burton direct?
Three?
No.
Two.
Correct. What is Tatum the world's largest Clifford. Rainforest? Really?
Rainforest Cafe.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of a pass.
World War II ended in what decade?
40s.
Yes.
Oh, man, it's a tie.
And with that, Lance, you are correct. It is a tie.
Oh, my God.
8-8.
What a clutch move.
I'm still alive on the mic.
Oh, Lance, good game, my friend.
Good game, guys. Hey, love the show, and Merry Christmas to all of you.
You too,
Merry
my
Christmas,
friend.
Lance.
Merry Christmas. Wow, that's good coaching decision right there to pass. Usually I don't.
It
that's
was.
A good call.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Oh, I am thanking you for what I just said. Thank you. Yes.
Can you
after
name,
Dan Campbell, I'm very aggressive, Danny.
Can you name any rainforest?
Jumanji?
Yeah, that's it.
Amazon. Amazon is the largest. Lance got that one correct.
Okay.
The capybara, he also knew, was the world's largest rodent.
Are we pronouncing that right?
Probably not.
Well, then how is it pronounced?
I don't know. Is it capybara?
Yeah.
But it looks like this, Steve.
No, why?
It's the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life.
I know the capybara.
Oh, yeah, you would have got it.
Is it capybara? Capybara?
No, you said it right, Taryn. Sarah just about to say it.
Danny, don't act like you
know.
How
did you say it?
A capybara.
Bara. I mean, it does kind of look cuddly like a bear.
It does. And, Steve, I'm so happy that you knew T.I.'s first name is Clifford.
No, I didn't know it. The hint was so good.
Thank you. I thought it was good, too. Yeah, I made it up myself.
Yeah. Tatum's been really fired up on Clifford the Red Dog.
Oh, yeah.
That she wanted, like, a Clifford stuffed animal, a stuffy, but we couldn't find one like that in time. So her and I, we made one with a hot glue gun and one of Dad's old T-shirts.
You are a very crafty family.
Yeah, we're having a good time with that. Yeah.
We have partnered up once again with the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm on Coats for Kids. And we hope that you will join us in making a donation. We're trying to raise $20,369 so that Steve Miggs will have to sing Dominic the Donkey this Friday at Live Night.
Yeah, Live Night's happening. I can't believe it's this Friday. And if we raise over $20,000, which we're getting close to, we're at $18,387 thanks to Jessica James, who just donated enough money to put a brand new coat on a kid in need. That's $20. Nick Wetch joined the 69 Club. Also, Matthew Doughton, he donated $25 as well. And like we said, $20, $5, $200, whatever you've got, the more we can raise, the better. And I'm more than happy to sing Dominic the Donkey, even though I don't want to. But I'd be more than happy to do it if that means that we raise more money.
Give the people a hee-haw.
Hee-haw.
You can donate at KISW.com or you can text KISW give to 44321.
Yeah, the rest you got to pay for.
Sarah, welcome back from your birthday weekend in Vegas.
Thank you.
I'm shocked you look awake.
I am shocked too.
On Friday, you may recall, Sarah called into the show after being awake for more than 30 hours, which is very impressive for someone in their 40s. So we left off with her. When she was saying that she and her husband, George, made some friends. One of them was a promoter.
Yes.
And he was bringing some dancers.
Of the adult kind.
And they were going to come over to their room to hang out.
Yes, at like 6 in the morning. And this is the last that we heard from Sarah on Friday. Are they expecting payment?
This is a great question.
So how did that all play out? Were they expecting money? We're going to find out after Ozzy Osbourne. On Friday, during check-in with the Rockaholics, we ended up just checking in with Sarah because she called us.
She did. I don't even know if you remember calling us. You were on, what would you say, like at least a 30-hour bender at that point?
Sure was.
Yeah, you'd been up since 4 a.m. the day before.
I shouldn't have called you. No one should have let me call you guys.
Well, the problem was we kept checking your Instagram stories, and you weren't even like, you were still going at like 11 a.m.
Sure was.
So where your we left husband. Off with you, Sarah, you said that you and George made friends with a promoter and that some of his friends who were dancers were going to be coming to your room to hang out. And this is the audio.
Okay, well, we made friends with a promoter. He came back to our room at like
6 in the morning.
So you had random people come to your room at 6 in the morning?
Steve, yes. Our promoter right now is going downstairs in the lobby of our hotel to go get 2 strippers.
Do you remember making this phone call?
I do, and I sound pretty okay.
Yeah, actually don't sound nearly as bad as I would if it was 30 hours in and I'm calling a radio show.
No chance.
I still, and the funny thing is, too, is she calls, and because I was screening calls that day because she was not here, and she goes, hello? And I was like, why are you still awake?
Just tell me that.
Why are you still awake?
Go to bed.
Vegas doesn't know times, man, okay?
Yeah, but Sarah does, and you know what time it was.
And I saw some of the videos you were posting around that time, and like you needed a nap.
Yeah.
Can I just say, I heard you say I looked like I had been up for 30 hours.
You did.
Mister, okay? I thought I looked cute still.
To bring back to our room.
For what
right
reason?
Now.
You guys gonna Netflix and chill?
Dude, some boobs.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think your husband might be even more wasted than you.
Yeah, and apparently he knew why they were coming up to the room.
Well, I think we all did.
I didn't.
What did you think was going
to
happen?
Yeah, why do you want strippers to come to your room? And I put strippers in quotation marks.
Did you just hope they were going to hang out and like just talk?
Yeah, I thought we were going to be friends.
Sarah wants to be friends with every dancer.
It's very innocent and very sweet of you.
Thanks.
Dude, some boobs.
The promoter is very like, so are you guys into like hooking up with everyone or like what's your vibe? And I'm pretty sure the promoter has a huge crush on George.
Let's go.
Which is a dude.
Wait, what kind of let's go was that? Was that like let's go like we're excited or let's go home? Let's go.
Both.
Dear Penthouse, are they expecting payment?
This is a great question.
So did they? Was this free? Sarah, apparently you recorded an update after your new friends left.
Do you remember doing this?
No.
Oh, boy.
A club promoter and two strippers just left. And let me tell you, it was something else. I tried...
Why does it sound like Britney Spears' Instagram?
I'm a 5-year-old going to kindergarten.
Like, does it not sound like that?
It's so right.
It does.
I mean, we could play a game. Is it Sarah or is it Spears?
Yeah.
To interview them.
Are you dancing with knives at this moment?
Yeah, I might as well be.
And they thought I might be the police, so they didn't want to.
All right, how stupid are these strippers that they think you might be the police?
That is what I'm saying. I was like, what? You think I am? Wow, thanks.
And that's that. They were super nice, though. I mean, way nicer to me than they were to George and the club promoter, which is hilarious, but not shocking. And the club promoter and the strippers disappeared.
Did you ever hear from the club promoter again?
We never heard or saw any of them again.
So they wanted money.
Yes. Shocking. I don't even think the promoter was actually friends with them.
Okay.
Which
you're just realizing this now?
Yes. I really thought they were all friends. And I thought they were all going to come to our room and hang out.
So you have to experience what it's like to be a guy when you hear about those jokes about those guys that actually think that there's a chance that they could actually get with the stripper. Like, you actually thought there was a chance, granted, not to hook up and have sex with, but you thought there was a chance to actually be friends with these strippers.
100%.
So now you know what it feels like to be a guy at a strip club.
It sucks.
They're hustled.
Also, strippers. We call them escorts in this world, Sarah. What are we doing here?
Well, they were working at the strip club that we were at.
Okay.
So they were strippers. But then when they asked if I was a cop, I was a little confused.
You guys would be next level stupid to think I'm a cop.
There are some telltale signs that she is not.
It's just my birthday, okay? They were very happy about that. But, you know, friends for life.
Oh, for sure. You guys exchange Instagram handles and all that?
Yes. I'm friends with so many strippers on Instagram now, you guys.
Rockaholics, we know that you are a massive music fan. But do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, you will win tickets to see Theory of a Dead Man with special guest A'Ron Jones at the Moore Theater on February 23rd. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All morning, we have received texts and calls from you, but we've not yet had a chance to get to everyone and chat you up. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics, brought to you by Pendergast Law. So call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss. 206-803-ROCK. Zachary in Aberdeen, what do you want to talk about this morning?
Well, like I said, there's just one question I'm dying to ask everybody listening to Seattle's best radio station.
What's up?
Are you ready to rock?
Yeah!
What are we rocking to?
We're rocking to anything you guys are playing, because you guys are playing nothing but the best hits in the Seattle area, baby.
Zachary, you rock. What are you banging in the background?
Oh, we're construction workers, and you keep us going every day. So we're banging hammers, we're banging your music, and we're banging good times all day, baby.
I got nervous in banging music, because I'm like, I thought you were going to say you're banging your mom. I'm like, oh, man, Zachary, I thought things were going well until that moment.
Rock on. I bet they're wearing tool belts. You know how I feel about tool belts.
You like them.
I love them.
Yeah. 206. Do you make Brad wear one just for funsies?
Oh, yeah. Putting the Christmas tree up. Get that tool belt.
I think my wife was trying to shame me for not putting up enough Christmas lights yesterday. Because our neighbor's on day three of hanging up Christmas lights.
What?
Mine took less than 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, I will judge when I come to your house. 206-803-ROCK. Haley in Port Ludlow. We were talking about Christmas songs recently, and you want to talk about Christmas songs now.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to know what I should be listening to, because I'm tired of the old stuff, and you guys talked about some albums, but I didn't write it down or remember. And so
well, my go-to is CeeLo's Christmas record. I can't remember what the actual title is, but just type in CeeLo, and it's like Christmas. Okay. Oh, man, I'll look it up, but what's yours?
I highly recommend The Love Mongers, which is Ann and Nancy Wilson's other project. The Love Mongers Christmas album is unbelievable.
Okay.
And it's called CeeLo's Magic Moment.
Okay.
Shut up, Danny. Just because it's not Tom DeLonge, it doesn't mean it's bad.
Also, we highly recommend Dominic the Donkey.
Yeah, hee-haw, hee-haw. You know who actually put on some good ones? It's the radio station in L.A. Was it K-Rock?
Yeah.
For a while, I don't know if they still do it, and I'm sure they're out there on social, on one of the streaming services or on the internet or on YouTube. Just look up the K-Rock Christmas records, because they would always get like bands like Blink-182. A lot of like punk rock bands. I think even Harvey Danger, not a punk rock band, but still a rock band, recorded a song for it as well. And they would get all these cool, like relatively newer at the time, rock bands to write or re-record, No Doubt did one as well, Christmas songs. And I think the Blink-182 one might be my favorite. Do you remember that one, Danny?
I don't know.
I won't be home for Christmas?
Oh, yes, I do. We can't play that one on the air. Yes, we can. Yes,
okay,
I do. And I play that one.
Thank you, because I was about to get on YouTube to find it.
Don't do that one. It's a great one.
Yes.
Yeah. And honestly, there is a bunch of like great punk rock compilations for the holidays that they do those too. But yeah, that Blink-182 one is awesome.
The Bad Religion Christmas album, Danny, that's a very good one as well.
You know, I don't think I've ever heard
You're absolutely
that.
Right.
Yeah, it's just punk rock all the way through. It's so great.
That's great.
Yeah, was that Smash Mouth did a song for yes. it as well. A Real Big Fish.
Nice.
They did Mele Kalikimaka is the way.
Oh, I'm in.
I like how you started hula-ing in there. Luau-ing? Whatever that is.
His hips don't lie, Danny.
Yeah, they don't.
I think No Doubt might have done like the Waitresses cover.
Oh,
or maybe
it was
St. Ferris. I can't remember. But yeah.
They also did, they do Oi to the World.
That's
so
what it is.
That's so good.
A lot of those artists, I think they originally recorded them or gave them to it was the old Kevin and Bean show. And at K-Rock. They were the ones that put together these Christmas records.
So much fun.
Yeah.
Well, Christmas season is here, and there is one Christmas song, and it's a classic, that is apparently dangerous. Ooh. So what is it?
Is it Blink-182?
We will tell you at 9:50.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. I love that this story is making national news and it happened in our backyard. Well, in Marysville, to be exact. A replica of that iconic leg from, you know, the Christmas Story.
Of course.
Right, so they got that leg lamp. Somebody decided to break into Larry's Plumbing in Marysville. They broke the large front window, about $3,000 worth of damage. Did they take anything besides the leg lamp? No, they just took the leg lamp. And it's like, what the hell is wrong with you people? You could get that for like, I don't know, probably like $30 on Amazon.
I have two leg lamp ornaments on my tree.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
We're more about the Charlie Brown Christmas. We got the Charlie Brown Christmas tree going.
That's epic.
Hell yeah. Well, anyways, the owner of the store is Eric Klemp. He's like, look, if you know who did it, just let the authorities know, please. We'd like to get our lamp back. Although he plans on buying one anyway because he just loves bringing that kind of Christmas spirit.
For sure. There's a driver from Ottawa, Canada, who was pulled over for watching porn while driving after being caught with his phone propped up right in front of the speedometer there.
Wait, that's illegal?
Apparently.
Oh.
In Canada.
All right, not in America,
Try it
though.
Here, Steve.
Okay,
let us know
I'm still
how it
good,
goes.
Right? That's how I stay awake.
The driver was fined $615 and had 3 points added to his license for distracted driving. Do we have that system in the States where you get points added to your driver's license?
I have no idea.
I've never heard of that before. But they say, you know, the police say, keep your attention on the road, not on the porn.
Keep your eyes up here.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes up here. I thought this story, it made me laugh. I can understand that it's causing issues as far as like the cost to fix things and it causes the city money. But Bend, Oregon, they're dealing with a vandal who's been causing some damage, at least $1,500 worth of damage. But the damage that he's causing is just so freaking funny. He's placing those googly eyes on public art signs and statues. And they want him to just stop because it costs them money to take him down. I don't know how strong the adhesive is on these googly eyes, but they want him to stop.
Honestly, my brother googly eye bombs things in my house all the time, and I think it's amazing.
Somebody did it to me here in the office. They had like a bunch of calendars and pictures on my, you know, in my little office area, and they put googly eyes on everything, and I was like, this is just the funniest thing. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 46 degrees, going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Olympic Hot Tubs, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit three free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit two packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit four items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.